Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Karmali, filling in for Dave Popwich. This is Rob Gehry. Rob, welcome.
Yeah, good to be here.
I'm glad that you're here. Dave is away. Every time he goes away,
it snows.
It snows. It's not fair.
He's the lucky guy.
Right? Well, what's funny is that every time it does snow, his flights get delayed and all that. So his travel to and back, not always as smooth because he picks snow weeks to take time off.
There's a cost for vitamin D, right?
the vitamin D tax. How we call it that from now on? If you're going to have problems at the with the airlines or delays on your flights and so forth, we call it the vitamin D tax. And we're going to talk about taxes on today's show. There has been a lot of changes recently. I call them compliance changes, things that you have to submit or information you have to provide that a lot of people didn't know that they had to do. And so how do you handle all this while you go through life? So many Canadians don't use a tax professional for tax planning. Mm-hmm. They may use a tax professional for tax filing. So what's the strategy? How do you put this all together? How do you stay on top of it? We're definitely going to talk about that. And pets. We have a lot more costs for owning a dog now. We've got some data.
Nacho isn't free.
Nacho, my dog, is not free. Oh my God, she's not free. Ooh. And the costs are going up. And so we'll talk about how more expensive it is now than ever before when it comes to owning a pet and how it becomes an integral part of not only your retirement plan, because now we're seeing a mm-hmm. separate line item in people's budgets, but we're also seeing more and more Canadians are planning an estate for their pets.
The legacy
part for your pet. What a big change happening in the last little while, especially since the pandemic. We've seen more and more care and concern about their pets. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be an interesting show. We've got a very interesting week in the markets this week, Rob. The key parts that came out this week were the Federal Reserve mm-hmm. and the Bank of Canada giving their briefings on what their thoughts are about future interest rate cuts potentially.
Very interesting week. You navigated the pre-market snow in the pre-dawn hours to get in and do the market. But I think that, well, do you want to break into CPI or what do you want to do?
Well, let's go right into the communication from both countries. Let's start off with Bank of Canada did talk about that it's now time to start thinking about cutting interest rates. Mm-hmm. They didn't give an exact date, but you know, the bond market and many of the market participants are leaning in to a rate cut in the second half. Mm-hmm. Federal Reserve, pretty similar. Mm-hmm. Now, for those that don't know, there's a thing called a dot plot where they actually plot out what all the members of the committee are thinking of when and where rates should be at certain points. And the dot plot is now saying that there's going to be 3 rate cuts in the United States. And it was not that long ago we were talking about 6 rate cuts. But even though there's less rate cuts, the markets did well.
Well, I found the commentary a little bit, you know, maybe get your commentary around. Not many more changes on what the rate cuts were look like this year, but they did have some commentary for 2025 next year. So the commentary is more, again, we're still looking at higher for longer and not as many cuts next year.
Right. So they were expecting more rate cuts in 2025. That's gone down as well because the economy is resilient the way it is. And this is a shift from we're going into a recession, so we'll have to do some major cutting, to then maybe a slight recession, mm-hmm. so not as much cuts, to now it's looking more and more like a soft landing mm-hmm. or no landing. And therefore, we may not necessarily have to be as restrictive, but not as open to stimulate the economy.
You made a good comment before we started here in the saying that now we're finally into the commentary of rate cuts. We saw Switzerland this week, right?
Yeah.
One of the first major to
first out of the gates
actually cut, but equity markets hitting all-time highs.
In the U.S., for sure, they hit the all-time high. Canada had some little bit of volatility coming off their tops. What was interesting about the markets is it was all focused on the commentary, which ignited the markets, and then the markets calmed down from that. But the currency market was all over the map. And I'm speaking more of Canadian dollar mm-hmm. versus US dollar. As soon as the communications came out from the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada, the Canadian dollar plummeted. Mm-hmm. And then it picked back up the next day, and then it pulled back again. And so I was trying to figure out, what's this interest rate differential between the two countries? And then where's, of course, our commodity price, primarily oil, where that's headed and so forth. So there's a very interesting move happening between currency markets and the Federal Reserve. We saw gold hit $2,200 yep. this week. Gold stocks have now started to pick up slowly. Finally, there was a yeah. big lag between the two. So the market is broadening from your big seven tech companies to a more broader market. Even in Canada, it's going beyond your Shopify mm-hmm. and spreading out that way a bit more. So you're starting to see more breadth in the market and depth as well, meaning different companies. What's also interesting is that any company who doesn't give proper growth guidance gets decimated. And I'll pick on a couple. One was Nike. The other one was Lululemon. Those companies just got hammered in the market for not giving good growth guidance.
Yeah.
And so the expectation for the way the companies are valued today is that you better continue to deliver on that growth. Because if you don't, your stock price will go down 10, 15, 20% in minutes.
Simple commentary in headline markets that drove that the number of people going into their physical stores was down.
When you even look at the data that they're all providing, it does show a little bit softer work from the average American consumer. And so that tells me that maybe we are slowing down a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Maybe we are slowing down. So that's going to be interesting. We've got a great show today. I think the key thing from the markets is that you're going to hear some hype. And in today's show, we're talking about pets. You want to learn a lot about pets? Go on to a social media platform called Reddit. The amount of information and commentary about pets on Reddit is unbelievable. So we want to talk about pets today, but I want to just touch on Reddit being the initial public offering, the IPO that came out. This is, and you and I had a chat about this. This company gets listed at $34, shoots up 70% in the first few hours of its initial day. Ends up still up almost 50% for the day. It was down at the beginning on Friday.
Yeah.
But a very interesting move for a company that hasn't delivered a profit yet.
Since 2005.
Hasn't delivered a profit yet. Yet the valuations for a price of this company. Now, not saying it never will, but it's going to be a lot more challenging for companies who cannot deliver on the bottom line. Investors are going to ask, why should I be invested in your company if you're not going to deliver profit for me? I want to see a return on my investment, not just being participating.
So we always get to see that hype of that first day. So is this a pop of fear of missing out or what?
Yeah, I think the short term is going to be a lot of FOMO because it's social media. Last social media platform that came out was Pinterest. So kind of we're dating ourselves with the last IPO. Yeah. So this is interesting to see. How do you monetize this further is going to be very interesting of a platform, but it also tells you what the market's looking for. And when I say market, I'm speaking of the consumer. How much is the consumer going to use Reddit now more than before? I'm not sure. So I don't know the trajectory of, you need more people on the platform, being engaged in the platform to get more ads sent to them. So they'll buy more stuff from that platform. And until you get more eyeballs on it, it's going to be a very, big debate out there. And that's what gets talked about is the hype of the first couple of days of the stock, but not the true meaning of the company until the earnings start to come out.
It has to provide you where to find discounted dog food.
Oh yeah. There is actually a chat group on finding cheaper dog food. There is. Now, one thing we have to talk about is that we've got two seminars coming up, one in Calgary, one in Lethbridge, to help you bulletproof your retirement. When are those two dates?
Our Calgary seminar is coming up Tuesday, April 16th. This is 7 p.m. in person at Silver Springs, a golf course. We are holding one in Lethbridge on Tuesday, May 7th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. You'll have to register for both of these. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Coming up after the break, man's best friend is an expense. We're going to tell you why it's going up. You're on Q1 Calgary and More Than Money.